Hello and welcome to the All Hail Astronomical Society podcast for February 2016. This month the days continue to lengthen, but this time of year tends to give a number of cold, clear nights, so hopefully plenty of opportunities to see the stars. The Milky Way is something that you don't see too often these days, given the ever-increasing light pollution all around us. But if you manage to get away from any lights on a really clear night, look out for a hazy band going across the sky. This month, at around 8 o'clock in the evening, it will be going from the northwest to the southeast. If you look at this band through binoculars, you will see that it is in fact millions of stars packed close together. We are looking towards the centre of our galaxy, which we call the Milky Way, after this milky white, hazy band. The galaxy is a very large, flat, rotating spiral of billions of stars, and we are about two-thirds of the way out from the slight bulge at the centre of the spiral, and when we look towards the centre, we see this vast collection of stars stretched out in a band across our sky. To confirm that you are seeing the Milky Way, spot Cassiopeia, the W-shaped constellation in the northwest, and the Milky Way should be running straight through the centre of Cassiopeia. Now on to the Moon. New Moon this month is on the 8th, with the full moon following 14 days later on the 22nd. So the first half of the month is best for observing faint objects. Now on to the planets that are visible this month. Mercury is visible, especially around the early part of the month, where it can be seen around 7 a.m. in the southeast, very low down, about 3 degrees above the horizon. And that is very low down. Venus becomes a nice morning object at its best at the start of the month, just before sunrise in the southeast. And it's a very bright object, you can't miss it. Mars is quite good this month. Look out at around 5 a.m. towards the end of the month, and you will see Mars in the constellation of Libra the Scales to the south, around 20 degrees above the horizon. Jupiter is still magnificent to look at in the late evening. Again, an obvious bright object high in the sky in the constellation of Leo the Lion. So look out for it in the south around midnight or thereabouts. Binoculars on a tripod will give great views of the four Galilean moons and possibly some detail of the planet itself. Saturn is a morning sky object best seen around 5 a.m. Look out for a bright yellow object in the south-southeast, around 14 degrees above the horizon. The rings will be a magnificent sight in even a small telescope or binoculars. Now, there are no meteor showers worth looking out for this month, but comet C2013 US10 Catalina is still visible with binoculars, at about magnitude 5 or so. Also, comet P2010 V1 Ikea Murakami should also be visible with a small telescope. Check on the internet for their exact locations. Now on to constellation watching. This month we are going to concentrate on the North Celestial Pole. First, find the North Pole star, Polaris. Remember to use the pointers of the plough to locate it. Now, if you're in a very dark location, try to make out the Little Bear, Ursa Minor, which is a similar saucepan shape to the plough, but this time has the pole star at the end of its handle, or the Little Bear's tail. We have already looked at Cassiopeia earlier, on the opposite side of the pole star from the plough. Now look above the pole star, and there are a lot of not very bright stars, most of which belong to the constellation of Draco, the dragon. To the south of Polaris, between the plough and Cassiopeia, we find a faint set of stars that form the obscure Camelopardalis, or the giraffe. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There's plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book, or a sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Don't forget the ever-useful planisphere, which tells you what's where at any date and time of the year. And these are readily available from most good bookshops. That's all for this month. Listen out next month for March's highlights. Bye for now.